This is WKAR Online. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks 5 concert is tomorrow night at the Wharton Center. Music of Barber and Dvorak is on the program, as well as a piece called Ancestral Waters by Brian Gaber. WKAR's Melissa Benmark checked in with Lansing Symphony Orchestra conductor Timothy Muffet for a preview of the concert.
Barber wrote two essays for orchestra, and they are very much representative of his orchestral style and his orchestral voice, which really didn't change much over the years compared to many other American composers who went through many different phases. Barber seemed to be fairly consistent. And I think what I really find interesting about this piece is that he calls it an essay, and that when you think of a literary essay, it's a work that is on one subject. And that's what he does with this piece. There's one musical idea, which is the basis for the unfolding of the whole work. The whole work's only 8 minutes long. It's short and compact and based on one idea, rather than what we find in so much music, which is the dual themes, contrasting themes. And this is one musical motive that he develops through the course of the whole piece. It's kind of an interesting design and way of thinking about constructing a piece of music.
The Symphony No. 9, the New World Symphony by Dvorak, is on the program. What do you find charming and challenging about this piece?
Well, the perspective we're bringing to this program is that this is an all-American concert. We have Samuel Barber, we have Brian Gaber, a living American composer, and we have Antonin Dvorak, a visiting American composer. And this is, of course, the work he wrote when he was visiting the United States. And there's a real connection for me between the Dvorak and between Brian Gaber's work, and that's why these two are on the same program. When Dvorak came to the United States, he was, as probably many of your listeners know, was brought here to help American composers learn how to write quote-unquote American music. And to make a long story short, Dvorak said, if you want to find the heart and soul of American music, you're going to look to the music of the African American and the music of the Native American. And I feel that in Brian, as a 20th and 21st century composer, has done exactly that. And he's really followed what Dvorak set out, what he said is what American composers should be doing. And Dvorak wrote a uniquely American work. All of the thematic material in that is derived from the spirit of the African-American music and spirit of Native American music, all the thematic material. Sometimes we lose that because it's framed in such Eurocentric musical style. Sometimes we lose the American qualities to it, and I think that's our job as musicians, is to keep that strong through the choice of inflection and tempo and rhythmic stress. We can make sure that the spirit of that music stays present in the course of the piece. I think it will be a fresh experience because you will have heard something of a descendant of Dvorak's edict to American composers before you hear his work.
One of the things that strikes me about the New World, and again, this could just be me reading into it, it reminds me of friends of mine who have come from New York who like Michigan, and I say, you like Michigan? You're from New York? And the Dvorak piece has almost this, I don't know, boyish enthusiasm or something about it, of seeing, it's like he's seeing it just through delighted eyes.
Absolutely. And there is, you know, Dvorak, and one of the things that actually makes him challenging as a composer is that it's very hard on the sleeve in a way, in that there's a certain directness to his music that is very grounded and very simple and just straightforward. And I think that that's what we're seeing in that.